Passing the smell test. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Senator David Vitter is one of the leading opponents of the $410 billion pork-filled appropriations bill. He is standing on his principles, and he will vote no. Because once you got to look at the total, well, for him, it wasn't even close.
I think the important bottom line is when the vote comes, does David Vitter or Murkowski or Bond or anyone else vote for a bloated bill?
Vote for a bloated bill? Of course not. And in this case, that means Senator Vitter will be voting against $249 million for 142 Louisiana projects that he put in the bill, including $6.6 million for the Subterranean Termites Research Center in New Orleans.
It's important in Louisiana. I don't know if you know about termites, but...
Yes, anybody who's lived in the South knows about the termites, no question. Their chomping can drown out the final lap of a NASCAR race. But an earmark is an earmark, and even conservative talk hosts like Laura Ingraham wanted to know why a senator like David Vitter would put an earmark in a bill that he's criticizing for its earmarks.
I don't think it's wrong to advocate for specific priorities in your state if it doesn't change your opinion about an overall bill, which I think in this case is way too bloated.
Yes, listen and learn. You see, you earmark $249 million to show the voters that you can bring home the bacon, and then you vote against the entire bill to show the voters you can cut the pork. At least I understand why there's also $1.7 million in the same bill to study pig odor. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.